In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we study the Bible together.
今天下午呢，我们来看祸灾住在地上的民。
This afternoon, we are studying the woe to the inhabitants of the earth.
我们请大家翻开启示录第八章。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 8.
启示录第八章。
Revelation chapter 8.
请看第十三节。
Verse 13.
启示录八章十三节
Revelations 8 verse 13
我又看见一个鹰飞在空中并听见他大声说三位天使要吹那其余的号你们住在地上的民祸灾祸灾祸灾
Verse 13 And I looked and I heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven saying with a loud voiceWoe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth because of the remaining blast of the trumpet of the three angels who are about to sound.
这里你们看，我们看到，他说有连续三个祸，他大声的宣告，是三位天使要吹三个号所带来的祸。
And here it says three times, woe, 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 as the angels blow their trumpets.
那如果是住在地上的民那这个祸就是承担不住这是一个大灾难
And the woe is targeted to the inhabitants of the earth and it is a great destruction to them
如果我们是住在地上的民那么我们就有祸了
And if we are living as an inhabitant of the earth then we will experience this woe
如果我们是住在天上的人那么我们就可以免除这个祸
But if we are inhabitants of heaven, then we can avoid this woe.
在启示录里面提到两种人，一种人是住在天上的，另外一种就是住在地上的。
And in the book of Revelations, it brings up two types of people, one who are inhabitants of the earth and the other inhabitants of heaven.
我们从启示录里面看到，如果是住在天上的民，最后的奖赏就是天国永生。
And in Revelations, we see that if we are inhabitants of heaven, then ultimately we will redeem eternal life.
就是住在神的城里。
And we will live in the kingdom of God.
那在那里，神用他的帐幕护庇我们。
And there, God will look over us.
就是神要与我们同在。
And he will be one with us.
那在那里是一个新天新地。
And there is a new heaven and a new earth.
没有眼泪，没有悲伤，没有哀嚎。
And there are no tears, and there are no hurt.
那在那里有生命树，有生命河水，可以让我们满足。
And there we will be satisfied with the living hope of the water.
但是反过来住在地上的民呢
？But conversely, what is to happen with the inhabitants of the earth?
在这里，他一连宣告三个大祸。
And here it says very clearly three woes.
那到最后还有一个硫磺火湖永远的死亡。
And ultimately they will have an eternal death in a fiery place.
那所以我们今天下午要来谈谈什么样的人就是住在地上的民。
And so this afternoon we will discuss what type of people are the inhabitants of the earth.
我们今天早上谈到穿白衣的人是侍立在神宝座面前的。
And this morning we talked that those who are wearing the white robes are sitting in the presence of God.
所以今天如果我们穿白衣，我们就是住在天上的。
And so today, if we are donning the white robes, then we are inhabitants of heaven.
穿白衣的就是被羔羊的宝血所救赎的。
And if we are wearing the white robes, then we have been saved by the blood of Christ.
就是在大患难当中可以坚立得住的。
And in a dire time, we can hold on to our hope.
就是在生活当中可以有真的行出这个神的道理有意义的行为的。
And in our lives, we can manifest the purpose of God.
就是我们真的能够穿上光明洁白的细麻衣的人。
And that means that we can truly wear his white robe.
我们现在看启示录第十九章。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 19.
十九章。
Revelations 19.
十九章，请看第七节。
19 verse 7。
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了。
Verse 7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come and his wife has made herself ready.
第八节说，就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣，这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
Verse 8, and to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
我们就看到穿白衣在侍立在神宝座面前的人，其实最后他们都是穿着细麻衣的。
And we see that those that are arrayed in fine linen will be in fine linen in the presence of God.
穿细麻衣的其实就是当祭司的，祭司就是穿细麻衣。
And the high priests also are arrayed in fine linen.
这个穿细麻衣，他这里特别强调是圣徒所行的义。
And here it particularly states that those in fine linen are the righteous acts of the saints.
所以这个表示我们不但在身份上称义，我们在行为上真的也能够把这个神的道理行出来的。
And it means that in our actions we can live through the purpose of God.
所以是我们的身份跟我们实际的生活是互相配合的。
So our status and the actions of our lives are one and the same.
我们这里特别强调说，信徒所行的义就是行出道理的。
And here it states the righteous acts is living the word of God.
所以穿白衣的人就是侍立在神宝座面前。
And so those that are arrayed in fine linen are sitting in the presence of God.
那这个穿白衣的人就是最后要等候羔羊来迎娶的人。
And those in fine linen are ultimately awaiting the coming of the Lamb.
最后就是要享受神国里面的永生了。
To be able to enjoy eternal life in the kingdom of heaven.
所以第九节说，天使吩咐我说，你要写上凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的有福了，又对我说，这是神真实的话。
And so verse 9 says, then he said to me, write, blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are the true sayings of God.
这是我们的目标，我们需要成为在天上的民，能够在神羔羊的婚宴上被邀请有福的人。
And this is our ultimate goal, to be inhabitants of heaven, to be invited to the marriage of the Lamb.
这个被邀请到羔羊婚宴上的每一个都要穿光明洁白的细麻衣，就是有资格侍立在神面前。
And every person who is invited to the marriage of the Lamb has the capacity to be before God.
好，所以能够住在天上的人就是有福的。
And so those that are able to be inhabitants of heaven are blessed.
面对耶稣基督再临这件事情，其实我们是可以不用担心的。
And to be able to be in front of God is something that we do not have to worry about.
当耶稣基督再临的时候，我们可以欢喜快乐。
And when Jesus Christ comes again, we can be joyous.
我们看回来启示录第七第六章。
Let us turn back to Revelation chapter 6.
第六章十七节。
Chapter 6 verse 17.
看第十十五节。
Chapter 6 verse 15.
这里记载第六印开的时候。
And here it records when the sixth seal was opened.
第十五节说，地上的君王、臣宰、将军、富富、壮士和一切为奴的、自主的，都藏在山洞和岩石穴里。
Verse 15, and the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, every slave and every free man hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains.
第十六节说，
Verse 16,
向山和岩石说，倒在我们身上吧，把我们藏起来，躲避做宝座者的面目和羔羊的愤怒。
Verse 16, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb.
这里特别提到，第十五节提到在地上的人呢。
Here, verse 15 particularly states the people on the earth.
那这里面提到七种人。
And here it talks about seven types of people.
那这些人，他们面对耶稣基督再临这件事情，他们不敢承受，不敢去面对。
And these seven types of people, they are afraid to face the second coming of Jesus.
他们要想尽各种办法找地方去躲避羔羊跟做宝座者的愤怒。
And they are fighting different methods and different places to hide themselves.
那其实他们怎么能躲避得了呢？
But in reality, how can they avoid him?
第十七节说，
Verse 17 says,
因为他们愤怒的大日到了，谁能站立得住呢？
17, for the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand?
那这个就是在讲耶稣基督再临的时候那个日子。
And here it states the second coming of Jesus Christ.
在地上的民呢，第十五节说，你看君王、臣宰、将军、富户、壮士、为奴的、自主的。
And here it says the inhabitants of the earth in 15 are the kings of the earth, the great men, rich men, commanders, and mighty men.
哦，还有为奴的啦。
And every slave and every free man.
你看他这里面所讲的这些人呢，基本上你看都是我们今天这个世上的人，他们一直在想要去追求啊，成为有这种身份、有这种地位的人，不是吗？
And we see that these types of people that mentions in 15 are the types of people that many people on earth aspire to be after.
他前面讲的这五种人基本上都是有权力、有地位、有享受的人。
And the former five people mentioned in verse 15 have some sort of status or power.
但是最后他们却面对这个耶稣基督再临的时候是恐惧战惊的，他们无处可以躲藏的。
But in the end, when they come to the second coming of Jesus, they have nothing to do and they are not able to stand.
那这个也就是说，其实圣经里面他预告了这个日子呢，是审判的大日。
And what this means is that the prophecy of this day is a day of judgment.
那这一天到的时候，众人才会醒悟，也才会看到真正的人生真正的现实。
And it is not only when this day comes that the people of the earth are able to see the truth.
他们才会发现过去所追求的，他们以为可以做依靠的，最后都是靠不住的。
And they can finally recognize that what they were leaning upon, they can no longer lean upon.
这一个日子啊，在马拉基书第三章曾经提过了。
And this day was previously prophesied in Malachi verse 3.
我们请看马拉基书第三章。
Let us turn to Malachi chapter 3.
马拉基书第三章
Malachi chapter 3
第二节
verse 2。
这个旧约圣经其实很早以前就在预言有一个大日会来到。
In the Old Testament, it had already prophesied that many years later a big day is to come.
第二节说
verse 2 says,
他来的日子谁能当得起呢？他显现的时候谁能立得住呢？因为他如炼金之人的火，如漂布之人的茧。
Verse 2, but who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like a launderer's soap.
你看这个特别提到说，他显现，这个神显现的时候，你看他是会用那个像大火烈火一样把这些杂质都除掉，他是要去选择那个纯净的东西而已。
And here it says that when the second coming of the Lord is here, he will be like a refiner's fire, getting away all the impurities.
那所以启示录里面他就是把这一个日子讲得更详细的。
And so in Revelations, it talks about this day in more detail.
所以谁能够站立得住？
And so who is able to stand?
能够势立在神宝座面前的人就站立得住。
Those who are in the presence of God is able to stand this day.
好，那启示录第八章开始呢。
So at the beginning of Revelation chapter 8,
他就提到这个羔羊要揭开第七印的时候。
It states that when the lamb is about to open the seventh seal.
八章第一节说
8 verse 1 says,
他说羔羊揭开第七印的时候，天上就寂静两刻了。
That when the lamb opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour.
那这个两刻就是天上寂静，表示地上也没有声音呢。
And when there is silence in heaven for half an hour, that means that on earth there is no noise.
哦，因为当这个审判者要来临以前哦，就有一段很安静的时候。
Because before the judgment is to come, there is a period of silence.
哦，那这个其实圣经里面也是这样预告的。
And this is something that the Bible warns us about.
我们看一下旧约圣经哦。
Let us turn to the Old Testament.
哈巴谷书。
Habakkuk.
旧约圣经哈巴谷书的第二章
Habakkuk chapter 2
第二章请看第二十节
Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 20
哈巴谷书旧约圣经后面小先知书里面的二章二十节说，唯神在他的圣殿中全地的人都当在他面前肃静静默。
Habakkuk 2 verse 20, but the Lord is in his holy temple, let all the earth keep silence before him.
就是当神要降临的时候，通常都有一个这样一个宣告。
And this means that before the Lord is about to come, there is this warning of silence.
那这个就在说明他这一段时间呢，就是会让众人眼睛打开，就是每一个人都注目观看，都不要出声音了。
And in this period, everyone is awaiting and not making any noise.
同样的经文，同样的类似的信息在西番雅书以及在撒加利亚书都有。
And the same prophecy is mentioned in the book of Zephaniah.
那这个都在强调审判者出现的时候，众人要肃静，然后看看这个审判者要做什么事。
And all these prophecies mention that before the Lord appears, everyone is awaiting to see what will happen next.
那其实这个极静的时间就是神要他的这个被杀的这些人哦，在安息片刻，在等一下，就是这个时间而已。
And in this period of silence, those who have not repented are awaiting their destiny.
我们看回来启示录第六章。
Let us turn back to Revelation chapter 6.
我们今天早上有读到了第六章的第十一节。
Chapter 6, verse 11, which we read this morning.
这些为了神的主耶稣基督的名，他神的道的缘故被杀的人，他们不是在那里喊冤吗？
Those were to be judged, they were
他们被杀，为了神的道理被杀的人。
When they were martyred because of the word of God.
他们就在第十节那边，在神的坛那里喊冤，说神啊，你怎么没有赶快跟我们伸冤呢？
In verse 10, they cried out with a loud voice to God.
哦，那第十一节啊。
And in verse 11.
你看，这个时候神就回应他们说，有话就对他们说，你在安息片时了。
And here in verse 11, God consoles them in saying to rest a little while longer.
就是再等一下下。
To wait a little bit longer.
那这个一下下呢，其实就是这个最后，你看第七印要揭开的时候，就是主耶稣基督再临。
And this little while longer refers to the silence before the seventh seal is opened.
天上寂静两刻钟 一短短的时间。
That heaven was in silence for half an hour, for a little bit of time.
然后印一打开以后，
And as soon as the seventh seal was opened,
我们就看到接下去从启示录第八章以后呢，接下去就开始吹号了。
We see that in Revelation chapter 8 that the trumpets start to sound.
看起来第八章启示录第八章这个吹六这个七个号呢，应该是接下去开第六印的时候所发生的事。
And these seven trumpets that sounded in Revelation 8 happened after the sixth seal was opened.
因为我们没有很多的时间去一个一个查考了哈。
But because we do not have much time to study it one by one.
但是从整个启示录看来，开第六印以后就是天翻地覆的时代。
But from Revelations we see that once the sixth seal was opened,
就是天地都挪移地本位，就是开始已经是天翻地覆了。
That heaven and earth were starting to be destroyed.
那这个时候呢，其实就是在吹号的时候。
And this is the time when the trumpets were beginning to sound.
我们现在看回来启示录第八章。
So let us turn back to Revelation chapter 8.
第八章的第二节。
Revelation chapter 8 verse 2.
他说：“我看见那站在神面前的七位天使，有七支号赐给他们。”
Verse 2, and I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets.
那这个第二节所记载的，他看见哦，这个七支号给七位天使，并不是接在第七印开的时候。
And here, when he saw that the seven trumpets were given to the seven angels, it was not
不是开第七印之后才给的。
It did not happen after the seventh seal was opened.
为什么这样说呢？
And why do we say this?
因为我们现在第三节。
Let us look at verse 3.
八章三节说，另有一位天使，他拿着金香炉来，站在坛旁边啊，有许多香赐给他，要和众圣徒的祈祷一同献在宝座前的金坛上。
Verse 3, then another angel having a golden censer came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne.
那第四节，那香的烟和众圣徒的祈祷从天使的手中一同升到神面前了。
And verse 4, and the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended before God from the angel's hand.
那这第三节这里讲的这些在祭坛旁，在其实应该是在坛旁边的这个许多的香呢，这在说什么事呢？
And so in verse 3, when it talks about the altar and the golden censer with the incense, what is it referring to?
那其实就是第六章的第九节开第五印的时候，这些被杀之人的灵魂，他们在那里在祈求神的祷告。
It refers to chapter 6, verse 9, after the fifth seal was opened, those who have been slain for the word of God, it was their prayer.
那时候他们就在跟神喊冤了,
And at that time, they were crying out to a loud voice to the Lord.
那其实他们在祷告的时候, 他们这个喊, 祈求的声音, 神都听到的。
But actually, their loud prayers were heard by God.
所以他这里说, 那个天使他拿着金香炉站在盘旁边，这个众圣徒的祷告都献在金坛上，升到神那边去了。
And so when the angel was having a golden censer and stood at this altar, the prayers of those who were slain for the word of the God were heard by God.
这些众圣徒的祷告像香一样，一直升到神面前了。
And these prayers were like incense given to the presence of God.
那第五节就说，那天使就拿着这个香炉呢，就盛满了堂上的火。他说，这之后就把它倒在地上了，然后就开始有雷轰、大声、闪电、地震了。And
so verse 5, then the angel took the censer and filled it with fire from the altar and threw it to the earth, and then there were noises, thunderings, lightnings, and earthquake.
那在这里我们就看到了，其实这一件事情第八章的第三节，应该就是开第五印的时候，这些被 为主人民被逼迫的人，他们的祷告，神都听到了。And
so 8 verse 3 refers to after opening the fifth seal, God is hearing the prayers of the souls of those who have been slain for the word of God.
这些祷告到神面前去，你看这个天使他们都把它收集了。And
so these sounds of the prayers are collected by the angels.
最后回应就是把这些香炉上的这些火把它倒在地上。
And then the incense from the fire were poured to the earth.
一倒下去之后，哎，就开始地震了。And
when immediately after it was poured, there was an earthquake.
那这个地震，他说这里有雷轰、闪电，雷轰、大声、闪电、地震。其实这个时候一倒下去，就是第六印开的时候了。And
so as soon as there was noises, thunderings, lightning, and an earthquake, that was the opening of the sixth seal.
所以就是第六章的第十二节开始开第六印的时候，就同样有地震发生了。
And so in Revelation chapter 6, verse 12, likewise there became an earthquake.
那所以他这样子，那个第六印一开之后，接下去就开始要吹号了。And
so as soon as the sixth seal was opened, they had to sound the trumpet once more.
所以七号他开始的时间，其实就是揭开第六印的时候。And
the opening of the seventh seal was the beginning.
七号。The
sounding of the seventh trumpet was the opening of the sixth seal.
那所以第八章的第六节呢，他说拿着七支号的七位天使就预备要吹了。And
so 8 verse 6 says that the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound.
那所以我们就看到，开第六印的时候，其实就是开始吹号的时候。So
we see that when they opened the sixth seal, they were preparing to sound the trumpets.
启示录第八章就在记载这个六印开。
And Revelation chapter 8 records that when the sixth seal was opened and the preparation to sound the seven trumpets.
就让我们看到说，启示录第六章它描述这个开印的次序的时候，它所描述只是一个大概的情形，只是一个介绍而已。 细节在后面的章节里面才会说明的。And
so Revelation 6 is a brief introduction of what happened when they opened the sixth seal, and it goes into more detail in chapter 8.
所以第六章就开到第六印了嘛。And
so chapter 6 talks about the opening of the sixth seal.
到第八章的时候就说要开第七印。And
to Revelation chapter 8, they're about to open the seventh seal.
但是第七印它开的时候，要开的时候就是天上极静的时候，就没有声音了。
But as the Lamb was opening the seventh seal, there was a silence in heaven.
其实他要开第七印以前，先要说明第六印的时候所发生的细节。And
before he was to open the seventh seal, he had to describe what happened before he opened the sixth seal.
因为第七印一开的时候，这个书卷就完全展开了。Because
as soon as the seventh seal is opened, the scroll will be opened.
就是耶稣基督再临的时候了。And
that is the second coming of Jesus Christ.
神愤怒的大日到了，谁能站立得住呢？
And that is the prophecy day of the Lord Jesus, and no one is able to stand.
那现在他一直要强调说，谁可以站得住？
And now he is emphasizing here who is able to stand.
谁是站立不住，一定会灭亡的。
And who is unable to stand and will surely be destroyed.
那现在第八章里面在讲这个七个号。
And chapter 8 talks about the seven trumpets.
好，那现在我们看回来启示录第八章第七节。
Let us look back to Revelation chapter 8 verse 7.
现在很有次序的一个号一个号吹下来了。
And here there is a chronological order of each trumpet being sounded.
第七节说，第一位天使就吹号，他说有袍子和火掺着血就丢在地上，地的三分之一和树的三分之一就被烧了，一切的青草也都被烧了。
And verse 7, the first angel sounded, and hail and fire followed, mingled with blood, and they were thrown to the earth. And a third of the trees were burned up, and all green grass was burned up.
我们看到这个第一个号，它现在一吹以后，这个有火，这个灾害就出现在地上。
So we see that as soon as the first trumpet was sounded, there was fire that was thrown on earth.
第二号第八节。
The second trumpet is in verse 8.
一吹以后，他说这个像仿佛火烧着的大山扔在海中、啊、所以第二号针对的就是海里面的。
And so the second trumpet in verse 8 struck the seas.
那所以海三分之一就变成血，海中的活物就死了三分之一，船只也坏了三分之一、啊、
And so because the sea was struck, a third of the sea became blood, a third of the living creatures of the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed.
好，第三号一吹，第十节。
And the third trumpet sounded in verse 10.
他说烧着大火的大星、哦、他说好像火把从天落下来落在江河、啊、现在第三号灾害是落在江河上的。
And the third trumpet struck the waters.
众水的泉源。那第十一节特别说这个星名叫阴沉，就是苦的意思。众水的三分之一就变为阴沉，因为水变苦了。就死了许多人了。
And verse 11 particularly states the name of the star is wormwood, and a third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the water because it was bitter.
我们就看到这个第三号吹到第三号的时候，基本上他说地上的、海里面的、江河泉源，通通受损，都是讲三分之一的。
And so we see that from the first to the third trumpet, one third of the earth, the vegetation, the seas, and the waters are destroyed.
好，到了第四号的时候，第十二节。
And in verse 12, we get to the fourth trumpet.
然后日头的三分之一，月亮三分之一，星辰三分之一啊，都被击打。然后他说，以致日月星的三分之一都黑暗了。
With the fourth trumpet, a third of the sun, a third of the moon, a third of the stars was struck. A third of them were darkened.
那这个。第四号吹的时候，这个就是天上的这些星象、星宿都变样了。他说三分之一都受影响。
And as soon as the fourth trumpet sounded, the heavens, one third of it were affected.
我们就看到从第一号吹到第四号的时候，这个灾害程度越来越大，影响的范围越来越广。
And we see from the first to the fourth trumpet, the influence became wider and wider and more powerful.
在这段期间就是第六印开的时候，我们看到了那个他说天挪移地位，全部众星坠落的时候了。
And this was the same time as the sixth seal was opened.
在这个时候吹到第四号以后。
And at this time, after the fourth trumpet was sounded.
第十三节特别说，我又看见了。
Verse 13 states, and I looked.
也表示说，在异象里面，他现在看到另外一个景象。
And it means that in his vision, he saw something else.
有一个鹰啊，我们中文把它翻成鹰啊，英文是天使的哈。
And it says he heard an angel.
哦，那这个天使呢是飞在空中的。
And this angel is flying in the midst of heaven.
然后他在飞的时候，他说大声的说了哈，大声的宣告。
And as he was flying, he said in a loud voice.
那宣告是说，还有三位天使要吹其他的三个号。那你们住在地上的民有祸了，祸灾，祸灾，祸灾。
And it says, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth because of the remaining blast of the trumpet of the three angels who are about to sound."
那表示说，接下来这个三个号一吹的时候，那这个灾难呢，是你住在地上的人无法承受的了。
And it means that as soon as the next trumpet is sounded, the inhabitants of the earth will be unable to sustain.
这个住在地上的民呢、啊，他特别提出来啊，是谁呢？
And so the inhabitants of the earth that it talks about here, who is it referring to?
从第九章以后就开始吹第五号了。
From chapter 9 verse on, the fifth trumpet is sounded.
这第五号一吹以后，这个祸就很大了。
And as soon as the fifth trumpet is sounded, the destruction becomes even greater.
第九章就写得很详细，第五号吹发生什么事。
And chapter 9 talks in great detail what happens after the fifth trumpet is sounded.
第一节说，
Verse 1 says,
但是我就看见一个星从天上落到地上来，有无底坑的钥匙就赐给他了。
Verse 1, I saw a star fallen from heaven to the earth. To him was given the key to the bottomless pit.
那这个第二节说他开了无底坑以后，有烟就从坑里面往上冒，好像大火炉的烟，日头和天空都因为这个烟就昏暗了。
Verse 2, and he opened the bottomless pit, and smoke arose out of the pit like the smoke of a great furnace. So the sun and the air were darkened because of the smoke of the pit.
我们就看到说，诶，这个星从天上落到地上来。
We see here that the star fell from heaven to the earth.
看起来这个星是很特别的。
And it seems that the star is extraordinary.
这应该不是普通的星啊。
And surely this is not an ordinary star.
哦，那因为它这里这个从天上坠落的，他说有一把无底坑的钥匙会赐给他。
And as it fell, to him was given a key to the bottomless pit.
表示说他本来是没有这支钥匙的，这个钥匙是后来给他的啦。
And it means that originally he was without the key, and he was given the key later on.
那这个是谁啊？
And who is this person?
我们请看启示录二十章。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 20.
启示录二十章。
Revelation chapter 20.
二十章看第一节。
20 verse 1.
我又看见一位天使从天降下，手里拿着无底坑的钥匙和一条大链子。
Verse 1, then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand.
那他捉住那龙，就是古蛇，又叫做魔鬼，也叫做撒旦，把他捆绑一千年呢。
Verse 2, he laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years.
第三节说，扔在无底坑里面，将无底坑关闭。用印封上，使他不得再迷惑列国。等到那一千年完了以后，就必须暂时的释放他。
Verse 3, and he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him so that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years were finished.
那我们就看到这里啊，提到这个无底坑哈，他被封啊，无底坑被封上了，这个魔鬼哈被限制在这个无底坑里面。
And here we see that the bottomless pit was sealed up, and the devil and Satan were bound there.
那到最后呢？他说他会被释放开来。
And at the end, it says that he will be released for a little while.
这一千年完了，就是在一段很平安的时间过了之后，他就被释放了。
That after a period of 1,000 years of peace, he will be released.
那这个魔鬼被关在无底坑的时间，就是他不可以。不能够迷惑列国的他不可以这样做，只是他被限制，他不能够为所欲为了。
And so in this 1,000 years that the devil and Satan were bound in the bottomless pit, he was laid hold and he could not do anything.
哦，那其实这二十章这里所记载的，应该就是开第一印的时候所发生的事。
And what is recorded in Revelation 20 is what happened after the first seal was opened.
第二十章这里哈，这位天使从天降下来，拿着无底坑的钥匙跟这条链子，其实就是开第一印白马出现的时候了。
That in chapter 20 verse 1, when the angel came from heaven with the bottom with the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand, it was after the first seal was opened.
那其实就是真耶稣教会出现的时候。
And actually, it is when the true Jesus Church arrived.
就是这个神的使者拿着永生神的印，印神的仆人的额头，让他们领受圣灵。
And that the seal was sealed on the foreheads of those who believe, so that they could receive the Holy Spirit.
那这些被盖印的人，就是应该是要住在天上的民。
And those who received seals on their foreheads were to be inhabitants of heaven.
是在创世以前就被拣选的。
And they were chosen before the creation of the earth.
是神所准备要在天上宝座前侍奉他的人。
And it was who God had prepared a place in heaven.
那他这个印的印印要去印神的这个仆人的时候，
And when he was about to seal the foreheads of the servants of God,
这个时候魔鬼是被关在无底坑里面，把它锁起来的。
At this time, the devil was bound and sealed in the bottomless pit.
魔鬼他不可以迷惑列国啊。
And the devil could not do anything against this.
这个时候其实就是我们可以在很平安的环境里面去领受救恩的时候。
And it is at this time that we can peacefully receive the gospel of salvation.
看起来应该就是我们这个时候。
And it seems like it refers to right now.
所以其实我们在这个平安的环境里面就是在享受这一千年的时间里。
And so actually when we are experiencing this peace, we are in this thousand years.
但是他说后来这个无底坑的这个魔鬼会被释放出来的。
But in the end, the devil in the bottomless pit will be released.
这个时间会 是固定的，就是有一个时间会过的。那过的时候，这个迷惑灾难就来到了。
And this time is set, and when this time has passed, then destruction will come.
所以第五号一吹的时候
，And so when as soon as the fifth trumpet is sounded,
就是这个无底坑被打开了。
That means the bottomless pit will be opened.
一打开以后，哇，接下来他说这个撒旦就被释放出来了嘛。
And as soon as the bottomless pit is opened, Satan will be released.
然后他说就有烟从这个坑里面出来了。
And there will be smoke coming from this bottomless pit.
其实我们如果再看启示录，再更详细看到这个无底坑在哪里呢？
If we further study Revelations, where is this bottomless pit?
其实今天这个世界就是像无底坑一样的。
Actually, the earth that we're living in today refers to the bottomless pit.
你看今天这个世界啊，人所要追求的享受，所要追求的财富，真的是没有底啊，没有洞啊，无底洞啊。
And we see that on this earth, what men are pursuing in their successes, there is no bottom.
魔鬼他所用的手段基本上也就是世界上的这些东西啊。
And what the devil tempts us with concerns the earth.
所以这个无底坑其实就是我们现在今天所活的这个世界啊。
And this bottomless pit refers to the earth that we are living in today.
这个就是魔鬼现在在迷惑人的地方啊。
And it is the place that Satan is trying to tempt people.
那将来会有一个时间这个魔鬼会被释放出来。
There will be a time when Satan will be released.
他真的就是可以，那很多烟就会出现啊。
And much smoke will come from this bottomless pit.
那这个烟呢，其实所代表其实就是一个荣耀。
And the smoke represents a type of glory.
在圣经里面，他在比如说在启示录里面，他在讲这样一个现象的时候，他同样的情形一定会加以描述，一定在别的经文里面有说明的。
And in the Bible, when it is prophesying something, in another place, it will prophesy the same thing.
比如说，我们现在看有关于这个烟哈，无底坑，他说无底坑一打开之后，就有烟从坑里面往上冒出来了嘛。
For example, if we talk about the smoke, as soon as the bottomless pit is opened, smoke will arise from the bottomless pit.
就好像那个火炉，你把它打开以后，那个烟就跑出来。
And just like when you open a furnace, smoke will come out of the furnace.
这个烟大到把日头跟天空都变分暗了。
And the smoke will make the earth become darkened.
我们现在看第十五章。
Let us turn to Revelation chapter 15.
第十五章第八节。
Revelation 15 verse 8.
第十五章第八节说：“因为神的荣耀和能力，殿中充满的烟呢，于是没有人能以进殿，只等到那七位天使所降的七灾完毕了。”
Verse 8, the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power, and no one was able to enter the temple till the seven plagues of the seven angels were completed.
你看这里讲到神的能力显现的时候，他说神的殿里面充满了烟哦，一样的烟哦。
And here it says that when the temple was filled, it was filled with the same smoke.
这个烟是什么意思？
And what is the meaning of the smoke?
这个烟就是神的荣耀。
And the smoke refers to the glory of God.
所以在神的殿里面有神的荣耀啊。
And this means that in the temple there is the glory of God.
但是现在无底坑一打开以后呢，他说现在这个地上这个烟从坑里面往上冒。
And in the same way, when the bottomless pit was opened, smoke arose from the bottomless pit.
那其实这个指的就是地上的荣耀。
And what this represents is glory of the earth.
这个就是在这个地面上人所追求的，真的是会让整个天空日头都昏暗，让我们搞不清楚什么叫做有价值，什么是我们的目标啊。
And when the smoke arises from the bottomless pit, it is the glory of the earth, and we are not able to tell what has direction and what is our goal.
这个时候就是列国被迷惑的时候。
And at this time, it is when the kingdom is destroyed.
被迷惑。
Is being confused.
就是本来魔鬼是被锁在无底坑里面，是不可以迷惑列国的。
Before Satan was locked in the bottomless pit，
所以他不可以迷惑列国。
And at that time he was not able to confuse people。
等到他 被释放以后，他就可以做他想做的事了。
But as soon as he was released, Satan could do whatever he wanted.
所以魔鬼是什么？是谁呢？
And so who is Satan or the devil?
魔鬼就是迷惑列国的。
He is the one who confuses people.
他就是要抵挡神国的。
And he wants to prevent the kingdom of God.
他就是要让神的选民住在天上的人坠落阴间的。
And he wants to lead astray the inhabitants of heaven.
所以这个时候，这个魔鬼的作为会很显著的让人迷惑了。
And at this time, the actions of Satan will confuse many people.
在这个烟雾当中呢，他说人就分不出，搞不清楚方向，看不到什么是价值。
And in the smoke, people are not able to distinguish what is of value and in their direction.
所以第五号一吹的时候
，And as soon as the fifth trumpet sounded,
如果是住在地上的人
，Those who are inhabitants of the earth
必定死
will indeed die.
因为一定受苦。
Because they will endure pain.
因为接下来第九章的第三节就说有蝗虫从这个烟当中出来了。
In 9 verse 3 it says that out of the smoke will come locusts of the earth.
这些蝗虫不是一般的蝗虫啊。
And these locusts are not ordinary locusts.
你看它是飞在地上，它说有能力赐给他们，好像地上蝎子的能力一样啊。
In verse 3 it says they were given power as the scorpions of the earth have power.
那这些蝗虫出来，他们要伤害谁呢？
And as the locusts come out, who are they to harm?
第四节说
Verse 4 says,
不可以伤害地上的草和各样的青物哦，和一切树木，唯独要伤害额上没有神印记的人。
Verse 4, they were commanded not to harm the grass of the earth or any green thing or any tree, but only those men who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads.
我们就看到呢，住在地上的这些民，其实就是在额上没有神印记的人了。
And we see that the inhabitants of the earth do not have the seal of God on their foreheads.
他们是他说要伤害这些人的哈，这个蝗虫，这个其实就是这个魔鬼所利用的工具了哈。
And this locust is something that Satan utilizes to harm the inhabitants of the earth.
很厉害的。
And it is very powerful and great.
有能力赐给他了。
Because they have been given power.
他第五节特别说，但是这些蝗虫不可以把这些人害死。
But verse 5 states, and they were not given authority to kill them.
但是要让他们痛苦。
But to torment them.
第六节就说，在那些日子呢，人要求死，死绝不得死啊。那愿意死呢，死却远离他们呢。
Verse 6, and in those days, men will seek death and will not find it. They will desire to die and death will flee from them.
你就看到说，哇，这样子是很痛苦了。
And so we see that at this time, indeed, it is very pitiful.
那这些蝗虫第七节特别描述他们像什么呢？
And in chapter 9, verse 7, it describes the locusts.
你看第七节在讲这个蝗虫啊，他说好像预备要出战的马一样啊。
Verse 7 says that the shape of the locusts was like horses prepared for battle.
他们的这个样子啊，其实跟四活物很像的啦。
Their likeness is like compared to horses.
四个活物 four living
creatures. The four living
creatures.那这是在第四章，我们看到不是有四活物吗
？And it refers to the four living creatures in Revelation chapter 4.
它有像他说像狮子、像牛犊、像人、像飞鹰嘛哈。
That they are like the lion, the calf, the man, and flying eagle.
好，那你现在看回来第九章这个蝗虫，这里讲的这个蝗虫像什么
？So now let us look back to Revelation chapter 9, the description of the locusts.
这个蝗虫他说像要出战的马一样。
They are like the horses prepared for battle.
头上戴金冠冕啊。
And on their heads were crowns of something like gold.
那在宝座面前的四活物二十四位长老，他们头上也是戴金冠冕，不是吗
？And isn't the 24 elders on their heads? Don't they have the same crowns of gold?
现在这个蝗虫，它的脸也像人的脸一样啊。
And now these locusts, their faces were like the faces of men.
第八节，头发像女人的头发。
And verse 8 says their hair was like women's hair.
这个女人的头发表示是有顺服的记号。
And this refers to that the woman of hair, the woman's hair has.
他们顺服的，就是他们是很顺服的啦。
That they
很听话的。
That they are being very obedient.
所以这些蝗虫很听这个那个掌权者的话。
And this means that the locusts are listening to what they are being told to do.
好，所以他们就是他们被吩咐要做什么，他们就做什么。
So whatever they are instructed to do, they will do so.
牙齿像狮子的牙齿哦。
And their teeth were like lions' teeth.
哦，然后接下去第九节说，他说铁甲胸前有甲，像铁甲。
And verse 9 says they had breastplates like breastplates of iron.
翅膀的声音像很多车辆奔腾上阵的声音啊。
The sound of their wings was like the sound of chariots with many horses running into battle.
他们的王啊，看掉在我讲第十一节，有无底坑的使者做他们的王啊。
And jumping to verse 11, it says their king is the angel of the bottomless pit.
那就是被关闭的这个无底坑的这位魔鬼啊。
And it is the it is Satan that was sealed in this bottomless pit.
这里特别记载他们的名字，按着希伯来话呢，叫做亚巴顿呢、啊，哈。那希利尼话就是希腊话呢，名叫做亚波伦呢、啊。
And here it states that their name in Hebrew is Abaddon, and their name in Greek is Apollyon.
那的意思其实就是毁灭者的意思。
And this meaning is destruction.
那其实就是这个魔鬼就是毁灭者。
And what this refers to is that Satan is the one who destroys.
这些蝗虫就成为魔鬼的工具。
And these locusts are tools used by Satan.
它是要让地上人受苦的。
To enable the inhabitants of the earth to experience pain.
这些魔鬼所用的工具会，它看起来好像从神的使者一样啊。
And these tools used by Satan on the surface appear to be those tools used by God.
这个四活物长老他们有的，他基本上都会有。
And we see that what the 24 elders had, these locusts seem to have.
他有冠冕呢。
He had crowns.
他也有像人一样，看起来也是很 nice 啊。
They had the face of the earth, the face of men that looked nice.
好，他但是他又有那个狮子的那个凶猛哦。
But they also have the teeth of lions.
又是很听话、很顺服那个使者，他们所得到的命令要去执行，就要执行。
But they are also very obedient from Satan.
又很有力量，他们又很团结啊。
And they also have much strength, and they are together.
那声音轰轰的声音呢、啊，很可怕的。
And their sound of chariots is very frightening.
又有能力，第十节说有尾巴像蝎子。尾巴上的毒钩、啊、能够伤人五个月、啊、
And they also have much power. Verse 10 says their tails are like scorpions, and their stings in their tails can hurt men for 5 months.
这个第五号一吹的时候，就是这个蝗虫出来伤害这些额上没有神印记的人。
And as soon as the fifth trumpet is sounded, the locusts will harm those who do not have the seal of God on their foreheads.
第十二节特别说
，Verse 12 states，
第一样的灾祸过去了，还有两样灾祸要来。
Verse 12, one woe is past, behold, still two more woes are coming.
所以第五号一吹的时候就是这个现象。
And after the fifth trumpet is blown, this is what happens.
这个就是魔鬼的迷惑。
And this is the destruction caused by Satan.
那这些就是让我们今天会一直追求世界的这些、啊、让我们搞不清楚方向的魔鬼的作为了。
And it will prompt people to be confused about the action of Satan.
今天我们是一个属天的国民呢。
And today we are considered inhabitants of heaven.
我们看到圣经这样描述的时候。
And when we see what the Bible describes here.
我们要常常反省，我们是不是住在地上的人呢？
We need to consider ourselves, are we inhabitants of the earth?
到底我们是应该听谁的话？
Who should we listen to?
我们是听神主耶稣基督的话呢，还是顺服这个世界的潮流，跟着世界的人去走呢？
Are we listening to the word of Jesus Christ, or are we going with the way of the earth?
我们是不是我们额上有神的记号的人呢？
On our foreheads, do we have the seal of God?
如果没有的话，
If we do not,
那我们要赶快去求神把我们的额上印个印记。
Then we must hurry and ask God to place the seal on our foreheads.
因为在这个大灾难的时候，谁能站立得住呢？
Because in this great period of destruction, who can withstand it?
要首先被羔羊的血洁净的人。
It is those who have been washed by the Lamb of the blood.
接下来才有可能在大患难当中站立得住。
And in the coming destruction, they are able to stand.
那这个才是被神盖印的人。
And these are the people who have been stamped with the seal of God on their foreheads.
那这样子，我们就成为不是住在地上的人，我们是天上的。
And in this way, we are no longer inhabitants of the earth, but inhabitants of heaven.
那这样子，在第五号吹的时候，这个无底坑的使者被释放出来的时候，我们不用害怕的。
And so when the fifth trumpet is sounded and Satan comes from the bottomless pit, we have nothing to worry about.
不会被迷惑的。
We will not be confused.
我们可以分辨这个是蝗虫呢，还是真的活物、啊、
？We can distinguish between what is a locust and what is really living.
因为这个蝗虫看起来也是很大了，很明显呢、啊。
Because this locust is very large and very noticeable.
像出战的马一样的。
They are like horses prepared for battle.
也是很威武了，很雄壮的。
And they are very powerful and glorious.
好像也是很
很有荣耀。
And it seems like they have much glory.
但其实这个最终只是会让人受苦。
But in the sin, people will be tormented.
所以这个是第五号，其实就是这个第一个灾祸而已啊。
And the fifth trumpet is only the first woe.
接下去第六号就要吹了。
And following the sixth trumpet is about to be sounded.
你看第九章的第十三节。
Let us look at chapter 9, verse 13.
好，现在第六号天使就吹号，我听见有声音从神面前金坛的视角出来了。
Verse 13, and the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar, which is before God.
第十四节说，吩咐那吹号的第六位天使说，把那捆绑在伯拉大河的四个使者都释放了吧。
14, saying to the sixth angel who had the trumpet, release the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates.
哦，那这个四个使者如果被释放，那就真的大灾难了。
And as soon as the four angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates is released, then much destruction is to come.
你看这四个使者在第七章先讲了一次的。
We see that these four angels have been mentioned in Revelation chapter 7.
看第七章第一节。
Chapter 7 verse 1.
此后我看见四位天使站在地的四角，执掌地上四方的风，叫风不吹在地上、海上和树上。
7 verse 1, after these things, I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on any earth, on the sea, or on any tree. This earth is actually being held in the hands of Jesus Christ. And the history of humanity is following the plan of God. And the plan of God has already been set.
那时候还没有到，这些天使、这些使者都不能够做什么。
And before the time has come, these angels cannot do anything.
但是等到时候到了，这个神所安排的这个配合的这个号吹响以后。
But as soon as this time has come and the trumpets has been sounded according to the plan of God.
每一件事情就这样一发生了。
Then each occurrence will follow one by one.
所以你看第六号一吹的时候，这四个使者就被释放。
And we see that as soon as the sixth angel is sounded, these four angels will be released.
那接下来第九章的第十五节开始，就这个就是大征战的时候了。
And so Revelation chapter 9 verse 15 starts the beginning of this great war.
这个人呢就被杀了三分之一的。
That humanity will be one third of humanity of mankind will be killed.
那所以这些被杀的人呢？
And these men who are killed.
其实到最后他们都死得很 不明不白，不知道为什么被杀的。
Even to the very end, they are not aware of why they are being killed.
可是这些人他们到死的时候都还不会想到说他们自己的问题。
And even to the point of death, these men are not able to think about why they are being killed.
我们现在看第二十节。
Let us jump to chapter 9, verse 20.
其余未曾被这些灾所杀的人，仍旧不悔改自己所做的，还是去拜鬼魔和那些不能看、不能听、不能走金银铜木石的偶像。
Verse 20, but the rest of mankind who were not killed by these plagues did not repent of the works of their hands, that they should not worship demons and idols of gold, silver, brass, stone, and wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk.
21节说，又不悔改他们那些凶杀、邪术、奸淫、偷窃的事。
21, and they did not repent of their murders or their sorceries or their sexual immorality of their thefts.
我们就看到这些地上的人哦，真的是执迷不悟的了。
And from this passage, we see that the rest of mankind has no direction.
虽然面对这么多的灾难，还是没有醒悟，还是不觉得说到底错在哪里。
Even though they encountered so many plagues and destruction, they were not able to see where their shortcoming was.
还是一样去拜偶像啊。
They continue to worship idols.
还是做一些不义的事啊。
And they continue to do things that are not good.
一点也不会想要悔改啊。
And they had not one ounce of repentance in their hearts.
这就说明，其实一个人他如果真的不是被神拣选的哈。他不管遇到什么事，他都不会醒悟啊。
And this describes that if someone is not chosen by God, then they will not turn back to Him.
那所以住在地上的人其实上是可怜的了。
And this means that the inhabitants of the earth are very pitiful.
我们现在看第十一章。
And let us look at chapter 11.
第十一章的第十节。
Chapter 11, verse 10.
这里也提到第十节说，住在地上的人就为他们欢喜快乐，互相馈送礼物，因为这两位先知曾叫住在地上的人受痛苦。
Verse 10, and those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them, make merry and send gifts to one another, because these two prophets tormented those who dwell on the earth.
这里提到这个住在地上的人就是跟神的福音、哦、反对的，他们看到为福音、啊、传福音的 这两位见证人被害的时候、哦、他们很高兴，互相庆祝。
And here it says the inhabitants of the earth are against the gospel of God, and they rejoice over them.、
哦、因为这个当这个无底坑打开以后、啊、这个魔鬼被释放，就有很多逼迫的事情来到了。
Because as soon as Satan is released from the bottomless pit, much destruction followed.
那神的这个见证人呢，就被杀了。
And those who testify of God, are killed.
住在地上的人就很高兴啊！你看这个人用讲这些话，让我们受痛苦，现在他们活该。
And as a result, those who dwell on the earth rejoiced because they opposed them before.
所以他们成为神福音的敌人。
And so they become enemies of the gospel of God.
那这些人其实我们看第十三章。
And these people referred to in verse 13.
我们看第十三章。
In chapter 13.
第十三章，我们现在来看第八节。
Chapter 13, verse 8.
第八节。
Verse 8.
凡住在地上，名字从创世以来没有记在生命、记在被杀之羔羊生命册上的人，都要拜他。
Verse 8, all who dwell on the earth will worship him whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
十三章记载一个兽出现了。
Verse 13 mentions that
第十三章、哦、有一个兽、哦、从海中出来了。
Verse 13 mentioned that there is a beast that is risen from out of the sea.
那这个兽呢，其实就是后面我们会看到是敌基督的了。
And this beast, in the later verse, we see is against Jesus.
就是 Antichrist.
Antichrist.
这个兽呢，它最后其实啊，真的是好像很威风哦，很多人都要拜他的。
And this beast that is risen from out of the sea, many people will worship him.
他很有能力讲夸大的话、哦、
Because he has much power to say many great things.
他可以任意而行四十二个月、哦、
And
任意而行第八节、第五节。
And in verse 5, it says that he can speak many great things,、哦、and he has given authority for 42 months.
第六节说、哦、
In verse 6 says,
这个兽会开口向神说亵渎的话，亵渎天上的亵渎神的名和他的帐幕以及那些住在天上的啦。
That this beast opened his mouth and blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven.
第七节特别说他会跟圣徒征战，会把圣徒制服得胜的。
And verse 7 states it was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them.
那最后他说住在地上的人都会拜这个兽的。
And ultimately it says all who dwell on the earth will worship this beast.
那这个住在地上的人就是他们的名字不是写在羔羊生命册上的人。
And those who dwell on the earth, their names are not written and their foreheads are not sealed with God.
这些人其实都是跟随这个兽的。
And these people go with this beast.
是接下去我们会看到这些人就是会喝淫妇这些让人会醉了的酒的人。
And these people will be drunk with this wine.
我们现在看，再跳过去看第十七章。
Now let us jump to Revelation chapter 17.
十七章第一节。
17 verse 1.
这里讲到这个有一个七碗灾会出现、啊、
And 17 verse 1 talks about the seven bulls who will come.
第十七章第一节说，拿着七碗的七位天使中有一位前来对我说、啊、你到这里来。我要将坐在众水以上大淫妇所要受的刑罚指给你看。
17 verse 1 Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and talked with me, saying to me, Come, I will show you the judgment of the great harlot who sits on many waters.、
哦、这里有一个大淫妇出现。
Here, a great harlot will appear.
第二节说，地上的君王和他行淫，住在地上的人喝醉了他淫乱的酒。
Here, verse 2 says, With whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication.
这些人其实就是名字没有录在生命册上的人。
And these people, their names are not written in the book of life.
那他们就是在地上享受这个淫妇所带来的肉体的情欲的人。
And these people enjoy on earth what the great harlot brings.
那所以我们从这里 这样启示录这样看呢，就看到住在地上的人呢，其实他所要承担的刑罚是很严重的。
And from these verses in Revelation, we see that the people who dwell on the earth will receive much destruction.
可是他们本身又不知道啊，他们是这么有这么可怜的未来的。
But at the same time, they do not realize that their future is so pitiful.
不知道他最后所要受的刑罚是何等的重大。
And they do not know how great their destruction and judgment will be.
在这个世界上会觉得很享受。
And on this earth, they think that they have much enjoyment.
今天对我们来说，我们看到启示录这样的描述以后。
And from for us today, when we see this description written in Revelation,
我们一定要好好的去看待我们自己。
We need to consider our own actions and ourselves.
要确定我们能够是名字录在神生命册上的人。
To be sure that our names are written in the book of life.
确定我们真的是可以穿白衣侍立在神面前的。
To be certain that we can be arrayed in fine linen in the presence of God.
那在将来这个患难当中呢？
And in this coming destruction,
我们可能会受苦。
We might endure painfulness.
我们可能会因着主耶稣基督的这个救恩的缘故被杀。
And because of the gospel of salvation, we might be killed.
我们可能会被人家恨恶。
And we might be opposed by others.
但是这一切都值得。
But all of this is worth it.
因为最后我们会进入神的国度里。
Because in the end, we will enter the kingdom of God.
在生命册上留名字，留下名字。
And in the book of life, our names will be written there.
被神所纪念的。
And we will be remembered by God.
其实我们会看到，我们可以免除这个后面所要面临的灾祸了。
And we can see that we can avoid this destruction that is later listed.
因为接下来这些灾祸一个一个号吹响以后所来的灾祸。
Because these destruction that comes with each trumpet as it sounds,
其实这个都是暂时的，
is all temporary.
到最后，其实最严重就是那第二次流亡火湖里面的刑罚。
What is worse for us is
第二次流亡火湖啊，最后的死亡啊，
is the second death.
啊，我们最后来看一下启示录第二十章。
And lastly, let us turn to Revelation chapter 20.
第二十章。第十五节
Chapter 20, verse 15.
若有人名字没有记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。
15. And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
那这个火湖里就是第十四节说，这是第二次的死。
And this lake of fire is referred in verse 14 as the second death.
其实这个也就是魔鬼最后的结局。
And this is also the ending of the devil.
我们今天能够来到这里听神的道理。
Today we are able to come here to listen to the gospel of God.
其实是主耶稣基督给我们的恩典。
It is a grace given to us by Jesus Christ.
就是要让我们能够真的听到神的呼声，然后来跟随这位羔羊。
To allow us to hear the voice of Jesus and follow this Lamb.
我们真的可以借着主耶稣的宝血被洁净，能够穿上白衣。
And we are able to be saved by Jesus' precious blood and to be arrayed in his fine linen.
让我们的名字记录在羔羊的生命册上。
So that our names will be written in the book of life.
我们就不会是住在地上的人了。
And we will no longer be inhabitants of the earth.
我们就不用再承受第二次这个流亡火湖里面的刑罚了。
And we do not have to encounter the second death in the lake of fire.
这个就是在神的救恩神的国度里面的。
And we will be in the kingdom of God and the salvation.
我们最后一定会看到这个新天新地出现的。
And ultimately we'll be able to see the new heaven and the new earth.
所以愿主也是帮助我们。
And may God continue to help us.
都能够成为天上的人。
That we can all be inhabitants of heaven.
不是住在地上的。
And not inhabitants of the earth.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
430首。
430.